Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. An America First kind of guy. And let me be clear, I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm not here to make you feel good, so buckle up, buttercup. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the war in Ukraine could soon expand dramatically now that Poland and the United States forced Germany's hand, and battle tanks could be headed into the war zone to fight Russia. Number two, death, despair, and heartbreak on the border. A record number of illegals trying to get into the country have instead died during the effort. We'll tell you about that. And number three, the document crisis has become an uncontrolled wildfire for Joe Biden and his administration. And no matter who's fanning the flames, the wind's getting stronger every day, it seems. Let me make this point perfectly clear. I want you to understand this point so there is no misunderstanding. This is not a staff problem. This is not a problem with whoever packed the boxes. This is not an innocent mistake. This is a Joe Biden problem. It now appears that Joe Biden is a serial mishandler of classified and top secret documents he's been receiving going back decades. We now know that the sets of documents recovered include his time as a U.S. senator, and not just as his time as vice president. What has yet to be determined is how many more sets of documents could still be floating around out there, and who has control of that sensitive government information today? Big questions. It's getting so bad that high-profile Democrat members of Congress and the biggest TV pundits that have consistently been on Joe Biden's PR team are ripping the president now. When you see what's happening and you see who is saying, no, this is not okay, and it's not okay no matter how you try to put a good spin on it, when Democrats and the complicit liberal media says, we've got a problem with all of this, then you know this is a White House in serious crisis. Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna, for example, is calling for a nonpartisan investigation into Joe Biden's reckless behavior with classified documents. Listen to this.
Well, I hope we could get this out of partisanship. Why can't we have a process to make sure that classified documents aren't removed from the executive branch, no matter who the president is, and that there is a process to make sure that no senator or congressman is removing these? Now, obviously, no one can defend having classified documents sitting at a Penn Center or a personal residence. And I believe the president will acknowledge that that was a mistake. But character is acknowledging mistakes, being forthcoming and honest, and I think the American people will judge him based on if he's fully cooperating and if he's fully honest. And if he is, I think they will respect that.
Yeah, telling the truth is important. Yeah, telling the truth is really important. And say, hey, we made a mistake here. I think the congressman is right about that. It could go a long way. Congressman Khanna also said that we need to know where all the Chinese money was coming from. The Penn Biden Center attracted more than $61 million in just 2 years. Who was sending this money? What were they sending the money for? He says we need to know all of that. I agree. Listen.
Well, we need to look at that. We need to know what the facts are. Who was the money coming from? Was it coming from private individuals? Was it coming from people with ties to the Chinese Communist Party? What was the purpose of the funding? Was it connected in any way to the Penn Center? I mean, we can't just have two facts out there without a deeper investigation of all the facts. But if you're asking, should all the facts come out? Of course they should.
Of course they should. All the facts. Now, he says that, but I think he's square on this. Ro Khanna was one of the people that came out and said, you know, all of the things that we're learning about Twitter need to be investigated. I think he's square on this. He says the First Amendment must be protected. I think he's square on this. Now, we don't agree on much of anything. But he seems to be upfront about some of these things, including Twitter and the Joe Biden document scandals. Members of Congress like Khanna are getting louder, and you have to wonder. And think back to a time when Richard Nixon was approached by Republicans and told, Mr. President, it's time to go. We may be reaching that point. We haven't reached it yet. But this White House had better come clean with the American people soon, because the questions today are starting to revolve around what was in the documents that were found. We've heard some were connected to Iran and the UK, but what about connections to China, Ukraine, Russia? And when we talk about China, it would be the same Chinese Communist Party that sent that $61 million to the University of Pennsylvania in less than 2 years after the Penn Biden Center opened in D.C., the money dwarfing what had been spent in the many years leading up to Joe Biden's cameo appearances as a guest speaker, cameo appearances about all they were. The pressure on the White House is ratcheting up. because the stonewalling of the heretofore friendly Washington press corps is not being well received by them anymore. And honestly, those that have defended Biden for his many failures, including the mass invasion at the southern border, are now turning on the old man. And they're not happy with what they're seeing and hearing right now. They've had it up to here, you see. The game is not being received very well. Joe Scarborough went off hard on Joe Biden for his behavior. Just went off hard. Listen to this.
I don't know if you know, Nart, I was in Congress at one point.
Oh, God.
Really?
Ding.
Yeah, and people are saying, oh, no, he's not going to talk about that. I could talk about being a baseball coach if you'd prefer, but I think it might help to know. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, I was put on the committee four times across four terms, Mike. And you know, their briefings that I got on North Korea, on Iran, on China back in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. I don't even repeat those briefings, even though they're so far out in public. But that's how most people there go. And as far as a classified document, my God, if somebody tried to hand me a classified document going out of a skiff, I'd put my hands up in there and let it drop on the floor. You are taught.
We don't know what is.
You are taught. No, no. This is a cultural thing. It just is.
Yeah, this is just a cultural thing, says Joe Scarborough. And he was in Congress. He was a Reagan Republican. Since then, he's clearly lost his mind. He's carried more water for Joe Biden than just about anyone else and is off the rails with the classified documents because he said it's about what you are taught. It's the environment. It is the culture. Listen.
You are taught to treat classified documents in a certain way. And so that's why Durbin is responding the way Durbin's responding and why a lot of people are shocked by it. And you're just going like this?
No.
It's just as bad.
I agree.
It's just as bad if a Democrat's doing it as a Republican's doing it. Now, listen, you look to intent, and the intent for Donald Trump, obviously far worse. With Joe Biden, based on what we know, it was just sloppy.
Yeah.
But, man, it was sloppy with America's classified information, and I just don't understand it. And I think that's probably why Dick Durbin was saying what Dick Durbin was saying, because again, you know, what is 24 years ago, I'm still not saying anything about classified briefings I got just because you don't take a chance.
You don't take a chance. It's the culture. It's what you're taught. It's how you handle things. Well, now that we know that many of those documents were not in just in the garage with a Corvette, but they were in another room. And they kept trying to another room, this and that. Here's the other thing. We don't know how many documents are there. Sets of documents, what we've been told. Five sets of documents. Well, these sets could be numerous, right? And the room inside is the library. It's Joe Biden's personal library at his home. Why would the documents be in there? Being used for something? Information for a book, information for Chinese Communist Party. Nobody knows. That's the problem. We'll continue with this breakdown and evaluation straight ahead right here on The Steve Gruber Show. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man! Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way.
That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.